It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, it looks like research done at the University of Pittsburgh to predict the spread of dengue fever is being proven accurate. Health leaders in Southeast Asia confirmed the high transmission rates of mosquito-borne dengue virus at a conference where experts tried to learn to better use the model. The group found challenges with data sharing to be a major bottleneck for regional epidemic forecasting. This week, the Tech Report builds a sandwich and a lot more with a project called Gabriel. Researchers at Carnegie Mellon University's School of Computer Science are using wearable technologies like Google Glass to place, as they put it, an angel on your shoulder. In concept, it could give you real-time advice for tasks as critical as repairing weapon systems in the battlefield or as mundane but frustrating as putting together IKEA furniture.
If you're like me, every time you try to put one of these things together, you make a mistake. You discover it 6 steps later. It's a real nuisance to have to undo that work and try and get back. Imagine how much easier it would be if, like your GPS navigation system, it takes you step by step. If you make a mistake, it catches it immediately. Like, no, not that screw, the short one.
That's CMU professor Mahadia Setaranyan, who goes by Satya. He's working with grad student Zhuan Chen. They're starting at a much more basic level of allowing someone wearing Google Glass to be instructed on how to build a human figure out of Legos or a sandwich using plastic play food. Chen has also put the app on his cell phone, and he focuses the camera on a slice of plastic ham sitting on a piece of plastic bread.
On the right part is, you know, the live streams. On the left part is the feedback image, like what the next step would be. And if you capture this, it would recognize what you have done.
Now find a piece of lettuce on the ham.
And tell you the next step is, you know, the lettuce.
But nobody is perfect.
This is lettuce, but you can try to make a mistake to fool our system, like put a cucumber here.
This sandwich doesn't contain any cucumber. Replace the cucumber with lettuce.
It recognizes your mistake and suggests a solution to fix it.
The video, audio, and other data gathered by the phone or wearable device are sent to a cloudlet, which Professor Satya describes as the nearest small cloud computer.
And running on it are algorithms that effectively process that sensor data faster than you can process it.
But here is where the project stumbles a bit, waiting for the digital infrastructure to improve. Satya says the distance between an average mobile data user and an Amazon cloudlet computer is 100 milliseconds. That's not a problem if you're building IKEA furniture, but it could be if you're doing something like playing ping pong, and the computer is telling you where to hit the ball, which happens to be one of the other Gabriel test projects being done at CMU. But there are many other usable and more commercially viable applications for the technology. Satya imagines repairs being made to manufacturing equipment without having to call in a technician, or cooking the perfect meal at home with a virtual chef at your shoulder.
He or she would say, wait, don't put the stuff in yet. The oil is not hot enough.
He stresses that this is not an attempt to turn humans into robots. Instead, it takes advantage of a human's ability to carry out spoken commands and react to changing situations, which a pre-programmed computer cannot. In this week's tech calendar, the deadline for nominations for the 2016 CIO of the Year Award has been extended to Friday. The Pittsburgh Tech Council, along with the Greater Pittsburgh CIO Group, honors top technology executives who work in industry, nonprofit, academia, and government. That's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.